The National Weather Service confirms that La Niña has reemerged in the Pacific Ocean, and it's anticipated that it will gradually strengthen and continue into winter. A strong La Niña could impact weather patterns in Alaska. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
The reemergence of a La Niña has prompted forecasters with NOAA's Climate Prediction Center to upgrade last month's La Niña watch to a La Niña advisory. Mike Halpert is the deputy director of the Climate Prediction Center. He says La Niña winters often result in drier than normal conditions across the southern tier of the United States, with wetter than normal conditions across the Pacific Northwest. Halpert is quick to point out that a La Niña should be seen as just a contributing factor to a particular weather pattern.
Think of it as taking some loaded dice into a casino. You know, you won't win every time, but you'll win more often than you should. And really, that's what La Niña does. It favors wetter-than-average conditions during the winter in the Pacific Northwest, favors colder-than-average conditions there. Up into Alaska, it favors that continuation. That cold signal is oftentimes seen into at least the southern half of Alaska. There's a weaker signal towards drier-than-average conditions. That's currently in our winter forecast as well. But really, the stronger signal for Alaska is cold.
La Niña is basically a phenomenon where cooler than normal sea surface temperatures cause changes to weather patterns. It's believed that the 2010-2011 La Niña contributed to extreme weather recorded across the globe. Halpert says that included record winter snowfalls, spring flooding, and a drought across much of the United States.
Some of the flooding that we saw in Australia and across the northern part of the U.S., some of the drought-stricken regions, the southern part of the U.S., Texas, into the eastern Africa. These are areas that have that particular signal associated with La Niña. So we would certainly say that, again, that word contributing factor was one that we crafted here, because we've certainly seen La Niñas when we didn't see events as extreme as we saw this last one. So obviously there are other factors that interact with that.
Halpert says that La Niñas typically occur every 3 to 5 years, but about half the time, La Niñas occur in back-to-back years.
What's maybe become a little unusual is that some of the more prolonged events back in the early 70s and in the late 90s, we didn't see this kind of a break where the ocean temperatures would return to normal and then go cold again. We have seen that a few times actually since 2000, so it's certainly not unprecedented.
La Niña conditions typically last for about 9 to 12 months, but sometimes the event can persist for as long as 2 years. The name means the girl in Spanish, and its counterpart is El Niño, which features warmer than normal sea surface temperatures. It's anticipated that the reemerging La Niña will influence NOAA's official winter outlook that will be released next month. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.